It is time for another edition of the At Your Service podcast on the Branson Podcast Network. Now, we're going to subtitle this podcast today, Do You Remember How to Do This? Because it has been a while since we've done a podcast with one of our great partners here on the Branson Podcast Network and the At Your Service podcast, the Stone County Community Health Coalition. So just to be safe, both Monica Miller and I did wear our name badges today, so we remembered each other.
How are you? Did you have a great vacation?
I did. I had a great vacation, got away for a week, was out of town several days, just had to do that.
What did you and Karen do?
We actually went to Oklahoma, visited some sites over there, and we did a few things around here too. Okay. So it was great. And I tell you what, as we get older, I really realize, because you know me, I'm a workaholic.
Yes.
And Karen will tell you I'm a workaholic.
Right.
More so than I should be. But I think appreciate the value of vacation more as I get older. You know,
and for our mental health, it's so important. I was listening to one of your shows and you guys have this great piece, the mental health piece.
Right.
And they said, even if we go 5 minutes out in nature, I don't know if you were running it or if it was Josh, but I'm just always so impressed with how you guys tie in holistic health and really, you know, sharing simple things that could really help all of us. So you got more than 5 minutes, but,
yes.
You know, well, I got to remember that daily, Scott.
I needed more than 5 minutes, yeah.
And I brought another workaholic with us, so we can have a workaholic support group.
You don't know, the At Your Service podcast does actually double as our support group meeting. So, okay, we're in session now and ready to go.
Yes.
So on the agenda. Well, actually, first on the agenda, before we talk to Carrie here, we need to visit with you because we haven't seen each other in a while.
It's been a while. We had GoCaps kids. Yeah.
Yeah, what in the world's going on with the Stone County Community Health Coalition?
Well, a lot. I do have to say, you know, our members have been phenomenal with working on the community health assessment as well as the community health improvement plan. We have identified 4 key health priorities: substance use and misuse, and prevention, as well as the spectrum of treatment, mental health. And you know, we've been working on suicide prevention, and I'll get into that a little deeper in a moment. Heart health has also been identified as a key health priority. And then, of course, poverty, which overlaps a lot of things. We call it social determinants of health in our biz. Carrie and I know that term. But we really want to support efforts, be leaders in effort on how we can fight poverty.
And let's remind folks that this wasn't something that you and Pam and the rest of the folks at the health department got together and say, okay, let's see what we got. You went to the community and got this information.
Yes, and that's why we have amazing partners like Carrie. You know, they're at Ford Lynn Clinic, they're in Kimberling City, they're a federal health clinic, and we play nice in the sandbox. We really do help each other in whatever way that we can. She was one of the key players in providing information, as well as Cox, Mercy, and anybody who was a member on the team. It wasn't just healthcare providers. We have a huge sector representation of our community. We have private businesses. We have nonprofits. We have religious folks. We have as many as we can to get this pushed forward and see exactly what is a situation that we can help address. So there were 4 situations that we're going to try to address over the next 3 years.
So I guess the way this works is that once you get this, this actually kind of sets your template or order of events to a certain degree on what programs you're going to be looking at. It doesn't mean you ignore everything else. I mean, you
Correct.
Still got everything else, but these
Yes.
are kind of your priorities that you make sure to try to get covered.
And we're all about collective impact, right? And collaboration and partnerships. This isn't something that just the health department can do. It's not something that Ford Lynn can do by themselves, or Cox, or Mercy. It's something collectively we all need to do, which brings me to QPR. And that really stood out as far as suicide prevention. And Sharon and I, with the coalition, were trained in November of 2022. And we've already provided significant educational programs throughout the community. Of course, we want to do more. And that's why we're going to be attending the Missouri. Let me make sure I get this name right because it's a mouthful. The Missouri Suicide Prevention Network Coalition Academy Oh my Lord, I know. 6 words. I got them out.
So you just completed session month. You just completed session one.
Yes. Yes. Saying the name, yes. Right? 101. Yeah. Exactly. It's a 2-day deal and 3 of us are gonna go and really figure out how we can impact the community greater. But I do wanna give a shout out to Carrie. I mean, she had us come in and we got to work with the staff at Fordland Clinic. And we just did this month, last week, the entire coalition. They were QPR'd. That's the question, persuade and refer program. Mm-hmm. That's the suicide prevention program. And it's amazing.
Yeah. And by the way, Carrie is here. We're going to introduce her in just a second. It's not some figment of our imagination. Mm-hmm. We're going to pretend like someone's
She's
here.
Giggling at any of my lame jokes. So I appreciate her.
Well, and so she got the briefing. So
yes,
we all
she
got
knows what
straight.
To do. Yes,
I do. But before we get to that, I do want to hit a couple other points. Well, actually, one thing when before you got here, Carrie and I were visiting a little bit about this, and you and I visited about this too. And the fact is, COVID certainly helped amplify this, but certainly mental health is something which kind of ties into QPR and some of these other things we're talking about. It has become so much more of a central focus and, quite frankly, rightfully so, hasn't it?
It really has. And I think the more we see the fallout from the pandemic and all that social isolation that we've seen in our communities among youth and adults, they are recommending that we screen 19-year-olds to 24-year-olds for anxiety as of, today. So it is something that, it took a long time for us to get there, so to speak, as far as understanding mental health and mental wellness and not having the stigma. It's going to take us a lot longer to understand the implications of the pandemic and really making sure that people don't think people are faking this. It is truly where it's been impactful in people's lives. And I really appreciate that you pointed that out, because it's something that, we're going to have to all work together to help each other and lift each other up.
I don't know if we've said this on, I believe we have talked about this. I don't know if we've talked about it actually on one of our programs or not, but our company actually this year started, every employee every quarter has one mental health day to take if they just need to get out.
Wow, we need to copy that. I just got chicken skin. Can you call Pam? Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
She's not there right now, but we'll get back to her.
Well, I would love to come and do a lunch and learn with you guys and do a QPR if you ever want that. So
I'll bring that up to one of your meetings.
But I would love that.
But I think a lot of companies, and I think this is something that's going to grow, understand that there is much more. And we've talked about this on Ozarks Now from everybody, from healthcare, business owners, organizations, the model of what we do in the work world and all the factors that go in is so much different now than it was even before COVID. I mean, some of this was already starting.
Yes.
It is. I mean, it really is a new world when you look at it.
And it really pushed, I think, that platform of telehealth to another level. It really pushed Zoom meetings to another level. It really helped with the technology and pushing us into what we were forced to do. So I think that's a really good point. But yes, I think we all need to think about operating differently. Workforce is tricky in general.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys are ahead of the game in that you are helping others find themselves, find peace, find that extra that is so, so important. So we need to copy you at the health department.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I think you might, yeah.
That's so, what I told him, too. I
have a manager meeting today. That's coming right up, Scott. Yeah. Mental health day.
I'll make you a little note so you remember. So.
Yes. Yeah. I need that.
All right. So let's do it. Let's introduce Carrie now.
Okay. So Carrie will probably be with us. She is not with us with the health department on Saturday, but she actually works at Fordland Clinic. Which it sounds like it's funny because it's not in Fordland. There is one in Fordland, but she's at the Kimberling City site, and she is the outreach coordinator. Years ago, we had Becky White here, and Carrie has that position now, and I didn't want to rope her into it last year, but she is a little firecracker, and we work very well together. She serves on the Ozark Wellness Network Board, and then she's a great partner at the coalition, so... Carrie Brewster with Ford Lynn Clinic. You may take it away. Scott will lead you.
You bet. Carrie, it's good to have you in the studio and good to meet you here today. And so I was going to, it's interesting she mentioned that to lead in, because I was going to say I had, during the baseball season, I had to take a trip over to Licking to cover a baseball playoff game, and I passed right by the Ford Lynn Clinic. I'm going, well, I know where Ford Lynn is. I know where the Ford Lynn Clinic is. So how in the world did the Ford Lynn Clinic get into Kimberling City?
So it started with just seeing the need for a lot of for rural health and an aging population in Stone County. And so our founder, who is actually still a provider with the main Ford Lynn Clinic, Robert Marsh, he saw this property, which is, if you guys know where the old Arteez is in the Kimberling City Center, he saw this property and just asked, you know, if it would be available. Just for, they thought at the time it would maybe just, they just put one doctor and maybe a couple of nurses down there. But that's kind of, and that's kind of how it got its start. But since then, we've now expanded to three medical providers, a couple of dental providers, and then we also have behavioral health.
So basically, it is kind of a comprehensive clinic that touches all those bases. Is that right?
100%, yeah. And there's a lot of services that we have that not a lot of people are aware of, because I think, I'll just include myself, I moved here from Kansas City in 2019, and when I was interviewing, I didn't even understand the breadth of the services we had. I thought it was just, you know, primary care. Mm-hmm. So we have obviously the primary care and the dental and the behavioral health, but also what my initial job was with the clinic was community health work, which is kind of a version of social work. And I say it this way, we remove as many barriers to care as possible. So that could include transportation needs, food stamps, housing, those sorts of programs. And we do it all in-house. We work, you know, with family support division. We work with Stone County. And we try to be kind of a, for lack of a better phrase, a one-stop shop for people in that part of Southern Stone County.
So what I'm hearing is that all barriers, which could include financial, which yes. could include some of those things, you're trying to break that down so someone is not getting health care because they can't afford it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And kind of to piggyback off what Monica said about some of the stigmas and stuff with, you know, because there are people that are traditionally not as willing to go get care because of maybe they've had a bad experience or, you know, or maybe they think that it's too expensive. We right. really try to get out in the community. It's kind of part of my job and explain that we are aware of that. And we are a nonprofit health clinic, which is different from a lot of the healthcare facilities around here, which are for profit.
Right.
So we employ people who really care and are in the community. They come from the communities in which we serve.
So did you find out, and I've asked this about other healthcare professionals, so this will be a good chance to ask you this. Mm-hmm. We're not over the COVID pandemic. In fact, we had a feature on that just yesterday. So we know it's still there. But when everything kind of started getting back to normal, did you find that a lot of people were maybe slow or reluctant to get back into a normal healthcare pattern, because a lot of regular tests that people need kind of went by the wayside during COVID? Was that a slow
Absolutely.
Process to get people going back?
It was. You know, people, even though, you know, officially things were announced or, you know, maybe some restrictions were lifted, even as those were lifted, we really still had to reach out and, I guess helps people understand that it was safe to come out, and it was important, more important really than ever, because they had missed those screenings during the pandemic, to get back into a regular schedule of those.
So now that we're kind of into a normal mode now, are you still finding that there is a untapped base in Southern Stone County that could probably use your services, but maybe not seeing you yet?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would say, we get, you know, a lot more from the Branson West, Reed Spring area, but still you go further south, like into Blue Eye, those areas, and they're still, you know, whether it's a barrier or whatever, there's definitely still people we haven't reached.
Well, I know there's several avenues to do this, but mm-hmm. if someone was looking at maybe listening to this podcast or this segment and saying, hey, maybe I know someone that might be able to use these services, how does that process work to connect them with you?
Well, I used kind of several different approaches. Obviously, with the Stone County Coalition, I'm able to get my services out there. But if it's a resident themselves, it's why we do these events like the Kimberling City birthday event coming up Saturday. And we also have a mobile unit that goes out. We do physicals in the school. So we go to Reed Springs Blue Eye. But to connect with us directly, you know, I can give, I don't know if it's okay to give my contact information
out. Sure,
absolutely. My name is Carrie, obviously. You can call our clinic at 417-739-1995. We're open Monday through Friday at the Kimmerling City location from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We are accepting new patients. So whatever, if you think that it's, you know, if it's something you think maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, just give us a call and we'll help you work through it.
Yeah. And I know, and I think the podcast will be posted before Saturday, but that birthday celebration is happening the 24th in Kimmerling City. We actually have a story posted on our website today about it, about that big event coming up. And I assume.
Wonderful. Yeah. We'll be there with our medical, mobile medical unit. We have games, we have prizes, we're ready to sweat it out, but it should be neat because the way Chief Lemoyne did the map, it looks very, very organized and very specific, and people know, he's impressive, so good man there.
That community has really grown over the years, and I remember when I was growing up, we used to have a boat dock just not that far from Kimmerling City down Double O Highway there at Ants Creek, and so saw it when it was really small, and now you go.
Now it's humongous, I know that's a made-up word, but you know how I love them, but yeah, thanks.
Well, as we roll through here, one thing we do want to touch on before we wrap up, and you had mentioned this earlier, Monica, and I kind of let you ladies talk about it, and that was the QPR training you did with Fortland Clinic.
Right. It was so neat. I don't remember what month it was, but we did it as a lunch and learn, and Carrie and I share Jane Stoner as a nurse practitioner. She was there, and then a lot of the people that Carrie was just mentioning, there are the nurses and assistants and clerks, they're all from Blue Eye and Lampy and Reed Spring. And so it was neat because I could notice that these kids I had when they were in junior high or high school, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, I know you, but not in this scenario. So that was neat.
I've gone through that many times.
I know, older we get, Scott.
I totally
I know
get
you
that.
And your sports biz, and then I got it in this biz.
Yeah,
so,
totally get that.
I don't know what Carrie's takeaway from. I'd be curious to see what she thought about the QPR piece and how people responded in our clinic. A lot of times when people get trained, they have to use it right away. But it was very reassuring that she had the psychologist or psychiatrist, one of the two, come in and just kind of audit and look and see what we were talking about. And he reassured us that it's really a great preventative measure. So I'll be quiet now. You know,
no, you're okay. No, Drew Tollison is the one that she's talking about. He's our on-site therapist. He kind of walks the line between talk therapy, but he also, if we have somebody in crisis, you know, he's available to come in and kind of walk them through that.
Yeah.
But primarily the QPR training, I just kind of made some notes here. The best thing about it, I think, for anybody who's thinking, is this for me or not, is it sounds like it could be kind of complex and maybe there's a lot of steps and things to do, but Monica made it very simple and easy to understand. That she outlined the steps. I mean, it was a lot of material, but she was able to condense it down.
Thank you.
Yeah. To really things that you could easily recall if you were ever in that's kind of a stressful program. She gave us the words to say and how to de-escalate correctly. And in a way that was good for both the provider and potentially the person who was having these thoughts.
Yeah.
And it also got us thinking as a clinic, do we have a policy for how to handle these? And we did basically per provider, but not so much as an official suicidal ideation policy or procedure for the clinic. So now since then, we have gone through and
they're
created.
Like a dream come true. Yeah. Again, chicken skin. I mean, I was just like, oh my gosh, you guys are exactly. And Silver Dollar City did the same thing. I thought they are amazing where they now have a policy. I mean, that's taken it far one step further than anticipated.
You know how I am.
Yes. Yeah.
Once I see I push for
misorganized.
It until I
get
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's on it.
Yeah, I think the word you used was firecracker, and since it is coming up on Independence Day, that was perfectly,
perfectly stated. Nice segue.
She is.
Before we wrap up, Carrie, when you were going through this training, was there anything that really caught your attention saying, wow, I never looked at it this way before?
I think probably not bringing your own biases into what that person's saying, or not maybe being too quick to assess where you think that they are, just letting them talk as kind of part of that, I think the middle section of QPR, but really stepping back and letting them tell you where they are, and taking yourself out of it so that you can accurately give them the right resources to get them the help that they need.
Yeah, she's a dream come true, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
It is amazing. Yes, and you know, we talk about the importance of having a lot of facilities available to those that need them to get that access. You know, Monica was just talking about the health priorities, which a lot of them are kind of falling into the area of the Fordland Clinic. And
absolutely,
certainly I'm sure you'll be chatting a little bit more about that. Let's remind folks before we wrap up where you're at and how they can reach out to you.
Okay, sure. Fordland Clinic in the Kimberling City location is at 11863 Highway 13, or if you're local, you'll know it's in the Kimberling City Center, kind of at the end between the post office and the old RTs, kind of on the corner there. We do have two other locations. We have the main Fordland location on US 60 in Fordland, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have just recently opened up a Springfield location.
Oh, wow.
At the Burl Clinic there off of Sunshine.
Nice. Wow.
Good job.
Was going to say, you're right between, Fordland's right between Rogersville and Diggins. And yes, I know.
Perfect.
I know about Diggins.
Absolutely.
My grandparents had a farm. They didn't live there, but they had some farm property in Diggins for years. So we used to go pick blackberries there in the summertime, right just down the road from Fordland. Used
awesome.
To eat at the cafe in downtown Fordland. So
yeah,
we're very familiar with that.
Yeah.
Stone County Community Health Coalition. I guess you're
yes.
still doing your meetings, aren't you?
We are. We had our meeting a week ago. It seems like May and June, you know, the third Thursday was so early in the month, but we do have three things that I just want to share. I know you have the Kimberling City 50th birthday party on your website, so I really would like them to check that out. So we would love to, I know Carrie and I would love to meet people on Saturday. And I just wanted to thank you guys for the Baby and Me tobacco-free commercials. I've received a lot of feedback.
Oh, excellent.
Apparently, the actress that you use sounds a little bit like me, because everybody's like, oh, you're back on the radio. I said, no, that's not me, but thank you. So thank you for doing those. That we've received great responses and a lot of referrals. But the one that I would really love to have people attend, and this is for the Stone County Health Department, there's a pain management course, a self-management course in
okay.
Crane. Hate to say pain in Crane, but it is pain management in Crane. And that's on Tuesdays, and that's 9:30 to 11. We have five people signed up, but we'd really like to have at least 8 to 10. It just makes it a better course. So that's it on the health department end. And of course, you can contact me or anyone at the health department about Stone County Health Department or Stone County Community Health Coalition by calling 417-357-6134. Or we do have a Facebook page for both. And then we also have, there's really a nice transition that you guys have to our coalition from the podcast network.
Right.
Yeah. So you guys house a lot of information for us for the coalition. So thank you for doing that and your whole team. That makes it really professional and nice.
And of course, right here on this very podcast on the Branson Podcast Network. Carrie, it was great meeting you. I think we'll see you again next month.
Yes, I'll be back next month. I'll be an old pro in no time.
We'll look for that. And Monica, we'll see you next month as well.
Yes, and then I'll have to behave in August.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
Okay, she'll have our boss here is what that
right.
means.
Keep us in line. Thanks, Scott.
You're sure welcome. That wraps up this edition of the At Your Service podcast. This one with the Stone County Community Health Coalition. Thanks to Monica Miller from that organization, as well as Carrie Brewster from Fordland Clinic, for joining us on today's show. We've got plenty more podcasts coming up on the Branson Podcast Network. You can check it out online at BransonPodcastNetwork.com. I'm Scott McCauley. We hope to hear you again soon right here on the Branson Podcast Network.